Hello.
Hi, it's Renucha Al, please.
Who is this?
This is Dennis with the Bank of Cardiff.
Dennis from Bank of what?
Cardiff.
Cardiff?
C-A-R, D as in David, I as in India. Two F's at the end.
One second.
Hi, it's Nick from Bank of
Cardiff.
Hey, Dennis.
Hi, how's it going, buddy?
What's up? I've been seeing your message, but you're not specifying what else do you need.
Well, I sent you an email with exactly what I needed. I can send it to you again.
Tell me what you need.
Well, I believe all we received initially was just the application. So in that case, we would need to verify the cash flow of the business. So we would need 6 months of business bank statements, 4 months of credit card processing statements.
So is this a cash advance, Dennis?
No, it's not. It has nothing to do with your credit cards. They just like to look at the credit card cash flow to get a better idea of how the business runs, and you'll see how much does come through.
If you look at the bank statement, you can see that credit card money comes into that account. So to looking at the particularly credit card statement, to me, is just irrelevant because it clearly says first merchant deposits every day.
I completely understand, and I don't know why they ask for those either. It's just part of the documentation they require. Mm-hmm. If you do not want to give those now, that's not a problem. If they request them later down the road, we can do that. But other than that,
So far, what I send you based on that, what does it look like, Dennis?
Well, I haven't really received anything, to be honest with you. I've only received an application. I have no idea of the cash flow of the business. I need a most recent business tax return and 4 months of bank statement. I'm sorry, 6 months of business bank statements to get a better idea.
Okay, so I'll send you the business tax return, which is 2015, because when we talked, it wasn't filed, but now it's filed, so I have that. And I'll send you the 6 month bank statement.
Okay, and then
when would you be able to answer me?
Usually within 24 hours. I mean, that's usually worst case scenario. It comes back pretty quick, actually.
All right. And what kind of loan you are talking about? Like, cause I don't want none of that high, loan fee or interest rate. For me, it's the same thing. And payback weekly and daily. I'm not interested in that.
What kind of loan were you looking for? Because as far as financing goes out there, have you applied for any local banks or anything like that?
No, not yet.
Because financing has obviously changed quite a bit since 2008. As far as anything available to you, we do have monthly payments available. What were you using the funds for exactly?
Expansion.
Okay, so that would entail like equipment and things of that nature, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so we have loans designed to purchase equipment.
A bar inside the store. Because I got the license to drink in the premises, so.
That's what I'd put as far as notes go. Yeah, when we spoke originally, you'd mentioned that you're looking to add a convenience bar to the convenience store, and you're looking for around $100,000 that would entail working capital and equipment. As far as the equipment goes, what kind of equipment were you looking into?
Just the bar and stuff like that. The fountain, the draft machine. The refrigerator, the bar itself, the sink, the bar, everything, basically.
Okay, and have you received any quotes for that specific equipment from any vendors or sellers?
Not yet.
Not yet, okay. Because, we can do a loan that's up to 5 years, one monthly payment, just a more traditional type loan for equipment.
No, not yet. I just assume that would cost me about $30,000-$40,000, and then I'm gonna need to pay off my debt, and then have $20,000 for my working capital, and I'm in business.
Right, but as far as me getting an actual approval for you, they do like to look at the equipment you're purchasing, or if you have an idea, we can always change the equipment later down the road. But in order to get that approval,
yet. Because I don't have any funding. You get my point? Because in order for me to do that, I have to go to the architect, draw the plan, and then starts from scratch, and then they're going to, you know how it works.
Right, but for equipment.
Yet.
Well, I don't know the credit situation. I haven't looked into it. Obviously, at this point, I want to wait until I have everything I needed to get your approval. But as far as equipment goes, it's a whole different animal. I mean, they're looking at the equipment you're looking to purchase and only 3 months of bank statements and then just our application. So I have enough as far as that goes to get going on that, but I don't know what the idea of the equipment is or the cost or anything. Any equipment that is attached to the building itself, do you own the equipment? Do you own the building yourself, or is it?
Yes.
Are you currently in a lease? Okay. So it's something that we need to look into and bring up to underwriting, but they do require that you have the invoice typically, or at least, you know, an idea of the equipment so I can enter it in and a ballpark idea of what the cost is and then go from there. But as far as working capital goes, I mean, like I said, financing has changed a lot since 2008. As far as lines of credit goes from larger banks, they're really not lending to anyone. It's just few and far between. They usually lend to people that don't need the money. If you have a business that has 500 employees and tons of assets, they'll do a blanket umbrella lean on the company and provide, you know, maybe a line of credit in that aspect, but it's just very hard to get. I don't know of anyone that I've actually even spoke to that has one. Most of those were turned into a term loan and paid off, you know, shortly after 2008 as it was, or either that or the company defaulted and they went out of business, obviously. But I know, I mean, in order to look into it, we just need to get some documentation to look at the cash flow, and that's really all I was lacking.
Okay, no problem.
But I can shoot the email back over to you and go from there.
Okay.
All right, I'll get it right back over to you.
All right, thank you.
You too, buddy. Talk to you later.
You know, you guys' credit is that good, so what are you going to do? Are you just going to sit there and never...